Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:06. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bad Bunny. They're not going to take Bad Bunny off of the Super Bowl halftime show. In fact, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, went so far as to say, hey, it's going to be a united moment. Yeah, I think most Americans are united in the fact that we're going to change the channel at halftime. So we're united in that.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah. Also, your top stories, government shutdown continues day 23, but also raising Russian sanctions. That's important. I'm going to dig into that in just a second. But first, Dumb and Dumber actor Jeff Daniels appears to behave even dumber. I don't know if he's got a new movie coming out called The Dumbest. But he would win the role.
He
sang a protest song during a live interview on MSNBC. Now look, that's probably the last great chance MSNBC has of any sort of rating success. Take these bozo lefties, put them up there, let them sing a song, make this whole thing into a musical. Then maybe they'll actually have some people. 'Cause who doesn't love a good musical? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
you know. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
I thought you were going to say liberals.
Well, I could change the words.
You could.
Yeah, but I have to self-edit and be careful.
Yeah, true.
So I'm better at rhyming naughty words than I am regular words.
You are.
Actor Jeff Daniels sang this protest song, and it's, of course, goes along the lines of President Donald Trump creating a world of hate. Trump. During an interview with left-wing host Nicole Wallace, Daniels tried to position himself as a centrist. Yeah, I'm just a regular guy from Michigan, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, you haven't been paying attention, Jeff. Uh-huh. Warning Trump voters that a reckoning is coming for them because Trump is making things cost more. Like gas?
No, that's down. It's actually record-breaking low, Bob.
Oh, okay. Actually, inflation has dropped almost nothing.
Yeah, eggs are way down, too, again. Yeah.
The far-left actor titled his song Crazy World and said that the song was inspired by the extremist No Kings protest that rolled out across the country this last weekend. He said the song reveals how he copes with the Trump era.
Oh.
Before breaking out in song, he said he thinks the economy will sink Trump in the midterms. Really?
Shit's
not unless
okay
there's
so
another.
Far, yeah.
Not unless there's another COVID, pal.
Oh,
yeah. Daniels has been plying this line of attack for more than a year, claiming that the cost of living is too high for Americans and that voters will eventually turn Republicans out for that very reason. the cost of living, probably the one that is has its greatest effect, especially on younger people, is the cost of housing.
Right.
And that is huge. Who's the guy that's practically choking the Fed chair, telling him to lower the Fed rate?
That would be Donald Trump.
Yeah, lower the rate so that people can afford a home. But did the Fed do it? Yeah, would they go down? A quarter point? They're going to do another half, maybe. Too late, too slow. Exactly as Trump has said. And the cost of living, one of the most important things is the cost of fuel. It's reflected in every product we buy.
Yep.
But it's also reflected directly for people to, I don't know, be able to get to work every day. See, these are things, Jeff Daniels, and look, God bless you, man. You've had a successful career. Good for you. But you're also now out of touch with real America. You're just out there.
Right.
He said, I think those who voted for him because they didn't like Kamala or didn't like Democrats are paying attention to the things that cost more. That was one of the things he promised. Like any president promises, I'm going to lower prices. If he does, he's a hero. Come the midterms. If he doesn't, they're going to notice that. Well, already, like I said, inflation down, price of gasoline is down, steadily pushing hard to get the Fed to make the lending rate go down. Those are some pretty big things. Tariffs are giving an opportunity for Americans to produce more. So people are hiring and wages are going up because he's getting rid of illegal immigrants that drive wages down. So I don't know what version of reality you're tuned into, Jeff, but you need to change the channel, pal. Well, look, he's on the wrong channel to begin with. He's on MSNBC.
Yeah. Oh, so basically, nobody saw him sing.
Yeah, and the writer who put this together, Warner Todd Houston from Breitbart. However, it appears that Daniels is completely uninformed about the very costs he's complaining about. Not only has inflation cooled down considerably from the destructive highs during the Biden years, but costs otherwise are also declining. Cost of a barrel of oil fell to about $60 a barrel for the first time in years, making the cost of gasoline under $3 a gallon on average nationwide. This month, Walmart announced that the cost of our annual Thanksgiving dinner supplies are the lowest they've been since 2022. So that's a reversal as well. Daniels also told Wallace he values his decency while claiming to be a Midwestern American who's, you know, doesn't like the partisan bickering seen among those on the coast. But this same decent, quote-unquote, Jeff Daniels, who only a few months ago bitterly said he hopes Trump voters are losing tons of money for voting for Trump. Well,
that wasn't very nice.
Of course, anybody who's invested in the stock market, and that is the majority of Americans, are actually doing far better. Mm-hmm. Stock market is breaking records. In other examples of his, quote-unquote, decency and civility last year, Daniels insisted that white Americans are racist and need to be retrained on the topic. And before that, he claimed Republicans are racist because they want white minority rule in America. And back in 2019, he wished for someone to punch Donald Trump in the face. But other than that, he's a happy nonpartisan centrist who just wants
Midwesterner,
what's best for America and sings his little song "World Full of Hate" and tries to lay blame at the feet of Donald Trump,
as opposed to a lefty actor living in the bubble of Hollywood who doesn't know what's going on in the real world.
Yeah, I think you might be closer to the truth there. Government of the leftist Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney dropped tariffs on American and Chinese imports of steel and aluminum. This is just coming out Monday, the latest string of measures favorable to American commerce in the country. So Trump is winning on that one. And by the way, he said, you know, he wouldn't deal with Trump. He wouldn't lower tariffs. He said that, and he changed his mind. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump announced yesterday that his administration is raising sanctions on Russia. And yes, this is part of a pressure campaign to bring a close to the Russia-Ukraine war. He shared a press release from his Treasury Department late Wednesday announcing additional sanctions on Russia's top oil companies. The Treasury is placing open joint stock company Rosenfeld Oil, Rosneft, I'm sorry, and Lukoil under sanctions laid out in the executive order for operating or having operated in the energy sector of the Russian Federation economy. So putting the squeeze on Russia and Russian oil, and if they have difficulty selling that oil, their economy is going to falter further. And the hope is with a failing economy, the cost of prosecuting a war becomes untenable, and he will come to the peace table. That is the hope. That's the hope. You got to do something, and President Trump certainly is doing that, everything he can do. All right, 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. Call in for what's bugging you. Air it out. Get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. But call in now, 877-975-9825. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday, 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You. This is where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is, something small, something big, or everything in between that's irritating you. There you go. All right. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Open line right now. Call in 877-975-9825. And Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, the city commissioners and Wexford County commissioners. But my husband and I were, this is just a question. Is Gator Gitmo still open, or the one that was in Indiana? I mean, we haven't heard anything about any of these detention centers. Are they are all closed? I mean,
that's,
do we know anything about what's going on with them?
I haven't, honestly, I haven't seen anything.
No, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Mm-hmm. It's all kind of go radio silent. We've just not heard anything.
Yeah. We'll have to do some digging because it's not, I mean, we scour news sources, but we'll have to scour specifically for that one.
Yeah, nobody's been talking about it, so.
All right.
We'll get our investigative reporter on that one.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And Bruce, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. What's bugging me? Okay, this time change thing. I've been thinking about it a lot. People have been talking about it a lot, about stopping it. And a few states have in some areas, but not everybody. So I was just thinking, let's cut it in half this coming fall back. Instead of doing an hour, do 30 minutes and end it right there.
Wow. Well, that's one way to... To do it.
That'd really confuse people.
Yeah, that would put everybody out of sync, I think. But we do need to address. Look, Marco Rubio tried to address it when he was here at Florida House. Then he mentioned it in the Senate. Now I think he's pretty busy right now.
He's in Israel right now.
But I don't know. But I agree. Let's just address it, fix it one way or the other. Pick one. And be done.
Doesn't it have to be have a congressional approval though to do that?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. But I mean, really.
I know.
But they can't even keep the government open. So now you want them to try to agree on a time,
and then you're going to agree on which one it is. Now I like it when it's light longer, even though we don't get to enjoy it. I think it's better for tourism for the state because people are out and about doing stuff. But
I mean, you can change it by 4 or 5 hours. I don't care because our day starts so early. It's
yeah.
We go through the rest of the day in a fog anyway.
Pretty much.
Might as well be dark.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hi, Bob and Greg. Yesterday I was listening to your show and fixing the drive to the grocery three miles away. And I go out to my car in the garage, and lo and behold, it wouldn't start. So I panicked a bit, cleaned up the cables. They didn't have much corrosion, you know, the posts. And then did a little research online, panicked. I called Dave Mays Automotive and shared, you know, I hadn't made a clickety-click sound when I tried to start it. But in the end, I have this lithium-ion-powered short cables you carry in your car. I put them on, and lo and behold, it started. So I did a 35-minute drive, and today or Saturday, I'm going to buy a new battery because mine is 5.5 years old. I learned you should change them out around 4 years.
Yeah, depending on the battery and the usage and all that. But those little boxes, I have one of those referring to.
Yeah.
Man, that's one of the greatest inventions ever,
yes.
I have to say. All right, let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I read an article written by CNN, and it was talking about the innocent fishermen that got hit on the strike for the narco boats. And even they had to admit, well, he does have a conviction for drug trafficking. Oh, and both of his brothers have drug trafficking convictions, too. So, you know, it's sad. I mean, come on, people. He wasn't fishing for it. There's not a big deck to fish off those things. So the line's what's bugging me. Have a good day.
Yeah, no, great point.
Wow. Yeah.
Even when they have nothing, they try to make something out of it.
Yes.
This is another great example of that. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Oh, what's so bugging? How much longer is Trump going to let these Democrats in Congress prolong this agony with the government and shutdown? And how much longer is he going to let these judges just get away with literal murder, obstructing him in every respect? Come on, Trump, invoke the Insurrection Act already, damn it.
Yeah, nuclear option.
Oof.
Get it done.
There you go.
I don't know what possible strategies they could employ.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like Chuck Schumer is in any hurry to fix anything. And, you know, any pain that's felt, I think... goes directly back to him, because this should only be a clean CR, and I don't even like those, but make it a clean CR, keep the government running, and really try to nail down some sort of a budget, and Republicans are in the majority, and that should get it done.
But you can't even get the Democrats to sign off on what they had signed off on, what, 6 or 7 times before?
Yeah, they knew that these subsidies were going to sunset. That's how it was sold to the people. Hey, eventually, you know, they'll go away, and you know, the costs will go down and all the other lies and things that they promised. Yeah, it's unfolded exactly like I have told and many other people have told you was going to happen. It has happened. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And expanding the war against narco-terrorism, that's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Shaping up to be another gorgeous day. Enjoy, my friends, and happy Thursday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 7:35 right now, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. So it expands. A dramatic escalation of the Trump administration's maritime war on narco-terrorism. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth announced the first lethal military strike outside the Caribbean, targeting and destroying a drug-smuggling vessel off Colombia's Pacific coast. Hegseth announced the 8th military strike against a narco-terrorist drug-smuggling vessel Wednesday. It destroyed the boat, killed 2 on board. It's the first to be conducted outside of that Caribbean Sea, the area of previous operations. In social media post on X, Hegseth indicated the strike occurred on Tuesday in the eastern Pacific Ocean and said that the strike marks a broadening of President Donald Trump's military campaign against narco-terrorist cartels at sea, saying yesterday, at the direction of President Trump, the Department of War conducted a lethal kinetic strike on a vessel being operated by a designated terrorist organization and conducting narco-trafficking in the Eastern Pacific. According to Hegseth, the eighth kinetic military strike targeted the vessel that was known to military intelligence as being involved in illicit narcotics and smuggling and was transiting a known narco-trafficking maritime transit route. All right. There were two narco-terrorists aboard the vessel during the strike, which was conducted in international waters. Both terrorists were killed. No U.S. forces were harmed. Hegseth's announcement contained an ominous warning to narco-terrorists that the kinetic military strikes will continue. He said, quote, narco-terrorists intending to bring poison to our shores will find no safe harbor anywhere in our hemisphere. Just as Al-Qaeda waged war on our homeland, these cartels are waging war on our border and our people. There will be no refuge or forgiveness, only justice. All right. So taking strong and decisive action. You want a war on drugs? You got it. This is going to save American lives. No doubt about it. All right. What's old Pooty Putin up to?
Uh-oh.
You know, we raised the sanctions on oil. Trump just did that yesterday. And headline here, Putin oversees planned readiness test of Russia's nuclear forces from Austin Powers like lair.
What?
Remember the lair?
Yeah, but what a description.
I love it.
That's funny.
I mean, I don't like it.
I get it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Russian dictator Vladimir Putin supervised what he said was a planned test of Russia's nuclear forces on land, sea, and in air to assess his nation's readiness on Wednesday. Today we are conducting a planned, and I want to emphasize planned, he said, nuclear forces command and control exercise. Huh. This was in a video conference with Kremlin's top military brass, according to CNN. It's part of the test. A land-based Yars intercontinental ballistic missile was launched while a Seneva ballistic missile was launched from a nuclear submarine. Russia also deployed nuclear-capable cruise missiles from strategic bombers. Now, Moscow typically carries out nuclear drills to rehearse its command structure and flex the world's largest nuclear arsenal to its adversaries. Wednesday came one day after President Trump revealed that he nixed a second in-person summit with Putin over the war in Ukraine. So it's unfortunately that is a sign that things are heating up a little bit, you could say. And Putin, you know, deploying even a few of his, you know, rockets and stuff. My understanding is that they might be the largest holder of nuclear arms. But if the information I've been told by more than one person who, you know, has a background in this stuff, a lot of that hardware is inoperable. It has not been taken care of in many cases decades, and it doesn't work that way.
You got to remember, this is just Russia. It is not the Soviet Union. They don't have the funding, the budget. They've got a tough economy, and, well, we're trying to make that a little tougher, I guess.
I mean, look, it only takes a few nuclear weapons to really wreak havoc, but, yeah, it's interesting that he feels like he's got to flex his muscles. Well, you know, that's all well and fine. It doesn't appear, though, he doesn't want to back off of this Ukraine thing, and remember, the president had mentioned Tomahawk missiles at one time, that he would deploy those or allow Ukraine to deploy. Ukraine can't deploy them. We would have to deploy them. They're highly sophisticated, highly not easy to train people to utilize those effectively. And so we would have to do that. And I think maybe that was what changed the president's mind. He's now backed off from that and saying he's not going to do the tomahawk thing. Department of Homeland Security ripping a plan by California Democrats to launch an online tracker to dox Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers and allow pro-illegal migrant activists to interfere with immigration enforcement. ICE tracking apps and websites directly put the lives of ICE law enforcement and their families in danger. Yeah, obviously. Less than a month after a deranged gunman who used an ICE tracking app to plan his attack opened fire at the Dallas ICE facility, California politicians are pushing to publicize information that would further jeopardize officer safety. Anyone who actively obstructs law enforcement in the performance of their sworn duties or assaults law enforcement, including U.S. citizens, will face consequences, according to DHS. So basically, maybe not all Democrats, but plenty of them, not only do they want to protect illegal immigrants, many of whom are criminals beyond that, not only do they want to do that, they want to prevent ICE from effectively doing their job. And even beyond that, they're creating a situation where there's a very good chance that harm is going to come to those agents. And they know that. What are they doing? And I mean, all you have to do is get this news and information out. How could people vote to support Democrats? I know there's always, yeah, you know, that small fringe weirdos, or at least that's what it used to be. I guess the fringe isn't the fringe anymore, but...
Yeah, but as any American, elected American politician, how do you decide, yes, it's a good idea to put Americans who are part of law enforcement and their families at risk? How do you even do that?
I don't know. It boggles the mind. I mean, look at this. Here's another example, and there are many of them. An illegal alien child rapist received thousands in taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits, according to HHS, as Democrats and the establishment media claim that illegal aliens cannot receive such health care benefits. Remember that? Oh, no, mm-hmm. No, they're not getting those benefits.
Not $1, they said.
Yep.
$1.
United States Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services Jim O'Neill on Wednesday posted the case of 38-year-old illegal alien Jose Trinidad Areola Ortega of Mexico. He was convicted of raping a young child in Kentucky. Despite the conviction, Areola Ortega was able to secure nearly $7,300 in taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits.
What?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
They know who he is, and somehow he still gets
child back. Rapist.
Wow.
On the payroll. Yeah.
Amazing.
What is wrong with these Democrats? 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to talk about coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Hope all is well. Happy Thursday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Never miss a minute of the show. Search for the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Top story, day 23, government shutdown. Also, raising Russian sanctions, trying to put a squeeze on Russian oil, thereby negatively impacting their economy. Maybe they won't have the money to keep pushing this war against Ukraine. Perhaps Putin will come to the table. But in the meantime, apparently he's testing out some of his nuclear weapons. Yeah, from his secret lair.
Is it a secret if we know
Dr.
about it?
Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil is in his secret lair. It really is. I mean, he is becoming a caricature of his caricature, if you will. Hey, let's take a look at tropical weather brought to our friends, Radiant Credit Union, brought by them. And what do we have going on here? What's Sweet Melissa up to?
Ooh, that could be a song.
Yes, yeah. I think it could be. Let's see, 5 a.m. numbers. The 8 o'clock ones will be coming out anytime now, but I don't think there's a whole lot of change. Sustained winds, 50 miles an hour. Movement west-northwest at 3 miles an hour. Basically, it's headed toward Jamaica, man. And they think it's going to turn into a hurricane probably maybe late today, maybe not till tomorrow or Saturday. But when it does, they believe it could strengthen as much as becoming a major hurricane, Cat 3. That's what they're predicting. And that's about the time it'll be maybe very, very close to Jamaica. But this is moving very slow. We'll keep an eye on it. It's what we do. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. All right. We've got a lot of other things going on, too. What are we going to do for the halftime show? I'm not going to watch Big Bad Bunny, Bozo Bunny.
Yeah, well, hopefully Turning Point does. I haven't heard any more details of a lineup, but they are still talking about an alternative show for folks to watch. So hopefully that comes together well.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is unbothered by the firestorm of controversy surrounding the NFL's selection of cross-dressing anti-ice rapper Bad Bunny as this year's Super Bowl halftime entertainment. In fact, he thinks the Puerto Rican rapper will deliver a uniting performance. Uniting.
Really? Really? Among who? Yes, I would like to hear an anti-Trump, Spanish-speaking, cross-dressing rapper at one of America's favorite sports events. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
It is, again, another one of those things that's bizarre. The blowback the league received has ranged from NFL fans on social media to President Trump himself. On Wednesday, Goodell addressed not only the criticism of the decision, but also the demands that the league hire a different performer. It's carefully thought through, Goodell said, while defending the league's decision. I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. It's pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching. We're confident it's going to be a great show. He understands the platform that he's on, and I think it's going to be exciting and a united moment. Goodell went on to say he's one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we try to achieve. It's an important stage for us. It's an important element to the entertainment value. I guess they're getting away from not just catering to Americans, because NFL, they really want to expand their reach into Mexico and into Europe. They really want to do that. And they've been putting schedules out to where a lot of the U.S. teams playing over there. I believe I've been maybe four games, maybe more, scheduled this year in European cities.
Trying to be more like baseball, sounds like. And even basketball a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I get it. I mean, your business model, you want to expand your reach. You want more fans. You sell more merchandise. Maybe even then expand to the point to where you can field, teams, although I mean, they did that to some extent with limited success, but I guess they're going to keep on trying.
I mean, they're trying all kinds of things. I mean, they're kind of bringing back the whole flag football thing, trying to make that a big deal. And, of course, it's going to be part of the Olympics. So they're kind of expanding all directions there. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? They can do whatever they want to do. Yeah. And then we make a choice whether we're going to support that or not. And during halftime, I'll be looking for alternative programming. Yep. 7:56 on the Bob Rose Show, or I'll just put on an old Judas Priest record, man.
There you go.
Hit the bong a couple times.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you're out of time.
All right, I went too far once again. All right, we've got a lot more coming up. 97.3 The Sky, hang in there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.